Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, in fact, for Republicans, particularly two leading Republicans named Kevin McCarthy and Donald J. Trump. Why is it such a good day? There is the most favorable poll that has come out in, more than a year for the Republican Party and for President Trump. Now, why is that? It seems a little bit like a mystery. I mean, most of the news you get about President Trump is not about some accomplishment or some new policy. It's about him being attacked by Democrats. Could that be why the approval rating is higher? Well, the approval rating is higher even for Democrats. I mean, not higher meaning positive. Democrats still overwhelmingly disapprove of Donald Trump and the Republicans. But it's a little bit more split than it has been in the past. This is a credible poll. It is not a partisan poll. It's an economist YouGov poll. We will get to that. We will also get to the ferocious battle. And it is ferocious about what is going on with Ron DeSantis and advanced placement African-American history courses that are being tested in Florida, and that basically DeSantis has wanted to throw out based upon his anti-woke in education law. Now, I said yesterday we spent some time on it. When you actually look at these courses that they were proposing, they weren't education. It wasn't teaching America black history. It was teaching America propaganda and anti-American propaganda, and propaganda that even justified the use of violence, not in the slavery period, but today. And we'll speak to Rich Lowry about that of the National Review. He is being accused, because of his support for Governor DeSantis, of all kinds of horrible racist crimes by columnists in the Washington Post and the Boston Globe. We will be getting to that with Rich Lowry coming up. But there is also continued discussion, and it's top of mind, I think, for most Americans right now, about the violence, about the mass killings, about the increase of mass killings. One of the things that's interesting about that, and that not many people are addressing, is, do you remember one of the, quote, significant accomplishments of the Biden administration was getting through a big bill that had some bipartisan support to tighten some restrictions on gun ownership, to make it more difficult for bad guys, like the bad guys who have stepped out in all of these most recent mass killings. And that was supposed to actually reduce the level of mass slaughter. It hasn't worked. And right now there is also a new killing that has not gotten as much national attention because it doesn't quite reach the level. It says three killed. So basically you have to have four killed for it to count as a mass killing, according to other people. But this is in Yakima, and which is a town on the other side of the mountains here in the state of Washington. And it's an amazing story. And it illustrates some of what is behind so many of these mass killings. For people who haven't heard about this story, and unless you live in the Seattle area, the chances are you haven't heard anything about it at all. Jared Haddock, 21, was believed to have been the man who shot and killed three people at a Circle K convenience store in Yakima, resulting in a day-long search involving SWAT and other area police agencies. That came to an end about 2:15 yesterday afternoon, when responding police found him behind Target with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Yakima Police Chief Matt Murray said he was pronounced dead around 3:15, that's yesterday afternoon, right after we went off the air, after receiving medical attention. Here's what police said they do know. Haddock was in the Target parking lot when he asked a woman to use her phone. The woman then handed him the phone, and she overheard him using her phone to tell his mother in the call that he had killed people. The woman then called 911. That's a smart thing to do after she got her phone back. And she reported Haddock had been pacing through the parking lot. Arriving police then found him behind the store at 12 North Fair Avenue with a gunshot wound. Medics tried to revive him. He later died. Haddock had a handgun and a lot of ammunition with him when police found him, the police chief said. The carnage actually began at 3 a.m. the night before, as the suspect pulled up to the Arco AMPM mini mart and attempted to enter. The door was locked, so he then crossed the street to another convenience store at a gas station, Circle K. Quote, he opens the door and starts shooting these people who are getting food. The store clerk was in the back while the shooting occurred. He stayed there and called 911. The suspect then stepped outside and shot and killed someone in a sport utility vehicle in the parking lot. The suspect then went across the street to his own vehicle, which had the keys locked inside. He shot the window out, entered, and drove away. Officers later found a man in a Chevrolet Tahoe driver's seat, identified in court documents as Jeffrey Hewlett, 54, with multiple gunshot wounds. Officers attempted first aid on Hewlett, but he was pronounced dead on the scene. Other officers found two people in the store who had been shot to death, the affidavit said. So the score here, two people in the store, one person in the parking lot who was just sitting there. They appeared not to be people that the killer knew. Haddock's mother identified her son from the surveillance video from Circle K and said that he was a meth user for 3 years and that his habit had gotten worse in the past month. She said he was acting crazy. He had gotten a black handgun and two long guns, including an AK-47-style rifle. Court records show that Haddock, who's 21, remember, completed a felony diversion in 2021 for charges of possessing a stolen motor vehicle and for theft of a motor vehicle. So one would think that he's been a meth user for 3 years, that he had this problem with stealing vehicles. Shouldn't there be a way not to keep law-abiding citizens away from firearms, but to keep someone who is in his teenage years and had just turned 21 away from getting the kinds of guns that he used to shoot people up at a convenience store in the middle of the night? The situation with all of this is truly bizarre, and it's getting a lot of contradictory attention. The Wall Street Journal has a piece under the heading "Spate of Mass Shootings Opens Year." Mass shootings such as the two that occurred within 48 hours in California in recent days have been on the rise annually in the U.S., data show, though the volume of such incidents varies from year to year. While the number of mass shootings in which at least four people die in a public setting has both risen and fallen annually over the past several years, the long-term trend shows such incidents rapidly growing, according to the Violence Project, a nonprofit research group. So why is that? despite all of our efforts and new legislation and more. We will get to that and more on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the rise in mass shootings and how anomalous that is, given the amount of anguish and activism and talk about it that we have undergone in this country. Is there nothing that can be done about it? And should we be in some senses, just accepting that this happens. It is emphatically not true that it only happens in the United States. I mean, it's just not the case. But does it happen more often in the United States than in other countries? Most numbers show that when it comes to mass shootings, the kinds of shootings where almost always a lone gunman comes in and just begins shooting people up to express his rage. There's a story from the Daily Mail that looks at the Secret Service figures on this matter. And of course it's appropriate for the Secret Service to have figures on this matter because their job is to keep the president and some other top officials safe. And one of the things you want to keep them safe from is exactly this kind of thing. Half of America's mass killings, they say, are sparked by personal or workplace grievances. And more than 96% of the attackers have something in common. What do you think it is? 96% of attackers have something in common. They're men. 4% of mass killers, you don't hear that much about the female mass killers. It's tough to remember one recently with this deluge of horrible incidents. 96% of the attackers are men, often toting guns. Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to be killing a bunch of people, that is much more likely to get done the bloody goal that you have in mind. They're often toting guns, grudges, conspiracy theories, and a mental health problem. Well, yeah, sure. That's from the Daily Mail. Half of American attacks from 2016 to 2020 were sparked by personal, domestic, or workplace grievances. A new U.S. Secret Service report says that urges people to keep an eye out for potential killers. The attackers were overwhelmingly men, often with histories of mental health issues, financial problems, or domestic abuse, says the National Threat Assessment Center report. Guns were typically the weapon of choice. The report comes days after two mass shootings in California and this new mass shooting in Yakima, Washington, which we just described, took the lives of 18 people, and as authorities searched for motives in the attacks, both linked those attacks to older men with grievances. This apparently is different from the average. The average age is young. It's 32. And the two killers most recently in California in Half Moon Bay, he was 64. And the killer at Monterey Park, California at the dance hall during Lunar New Year was 74. Mass shootings, they say in the Wall Street Journal, remain a small fraction of the tens of thousands of gun deaths in the U.S. each year. But they tend to draw outsized attention because of the fear they instill that mass casualty events can occur randomly in typically safe places like schools, shopping centers, houses of worship, or nightclubs. By the way, this idea that nightclubs are as typically safe as houses of worship, I'm not sure that's appropriate grouping those two things together. These shootings have resulted in 70 deaths so far this year, according to the nonprofit, compared with 35 at this point a year ago. So it's double the number of deaths so far this year. The Gun Violence Archive data do include gang-related shootings and workplace incidents. The journal writes that the 66-year-old suspect in the Half Moon Bay killings worked at a farm where he fatally shot four people and previously worked at another where he killed three. The captain from the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office said that the attacks by Chun-Li Zhao stemmed from a workplace issue, but declined to elaborate on the motive. The victims were fellow agricultural workers, he said. There are stories that the killer had previous threats that he made against people he worked with. He didn't threaten them with guns. He threatened to put a knife into the skull of one of his associates. Should that have made it more difficult for him to secure the gun that he used in these killings, killing seven people? Well, of course it should. And it's one of the reasons that if somebody actually threatens to kill you, it's a good thing to report the individual, not for just your own personal safety, but for the safety of other people. Americans own more guns per capita than any other country. About 120 firearms for every 100 residents. You'll notice that's a unique feature of America, that we have more guns than people. That doesn't mean that every household has guns, because it's only a minority of households, about a third, that have firearms. But those that do own firearms often own more than one. Last year, the Supreme Court strengthened Second Amendment protections, prompting judges in lower courts to loosen some gun regulations. Mass shootings in the U.S. have surged in the decades since the 1980s, which four or more victims killed in a public place, not including the shooter. There isn't one particular archetype for a mass shooter, although researchers have found that they are often men who are suicidal and nurse grievances against workplaces, schools, or society. The median age of attackers who killed four or more people in a public place since 1966 is 32. In California, however, the man identified by police as the Monterey Park shooter was 72 years old, and the Half Moon Bay suspect is 66. Both men purchased the weapons they used legally, according to law enforcement officials. President Biden last year signed the widest firearms legislation in decades, including requirements for background checks covering the juvenile and mental health records of gun purchasers under 21 years old. Among other steps, the federal law also proposes new penalties on straw purchases or buying a gun for someone otherwise not permitted to, and gun trafficking. Mr. Biden yesterday urged lawmakers to ban assault weapons. Most of the killing, most of the murders, a very tiny percentage of murders total in the United States involve assault weapons. So the question here is that when you look at the bill that was passed, and again, I think it was a perfectly constructive bill, but it was limited. It talked about background checks covering the juvenile and mental health records of gun purchasers under 21 years old. Should it be limited to people under 21? And what about the charges against National Review and Ron DeSantis? We'll talk to the editor of National Review, Rich Lowry, coming up.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden has announced a major upgrade in U.S. military aid to Ukraine.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
He says Ukraine needs those tanks to counter Russia's evolving military moves. The news site The Hill is reporting West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin met with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to urge the Speaker to negotiate with the President over the debt limit, which pays for spending already approved by Congress. Meanwhile, a top economist at investment bank Goldman Sachs is warning the debt ceiling standoff could trigger a recession. The flight scorecard today, more than 550 canceled, about 2,700 delayed, most of those because of the big winter storm that is blasting the Midwest and heading to the Northeast. It's the storm that spawned a dozen tornadoes in Houston yesterday. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the presidents that President Trump means to emulate is Grover Cleveland, who is the only president we've ever had who has been voted out of the White House and then made a comeback, came back in, running 4 years later and winning. One of the things they said about Grover Cleveland is we love him for the enemies he has made. Because he had actually gone after some of the more corrupt elements of the Democratic Party when he was governor of New York. In any event, is that the case for Ron DeSantis? Should you love him for the enemies he's made? There's a blistering column in the Boston Globe today, which is just unbelievable. It says, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' decision to ban an African-American studies course from Florida schools carries the stench of white slave owners who fought to keep those they enslaved from learning to read and write English. Okay, somebody who has taken this on fearlessly is Rich Lowry, the editor of National Review. He's the author of the book, which is still available and recommended. It is called The Case for Nationalism. Rich, yesterday we talked a little bit about Stanley Kurtz's piece in the National Review, and you've added to that. You don't believe that it's true that Ron DeSantis is acting exactly like a slave owner, banning the enslaved from learning to read and write. What's right about what DeSantis did?
So this is a pilot AP course crafted by the College Board. We haven't seen it officially yet. They say it's proprietary material, but we've seen leaks from Florida publication, and my colleague Stanley Kirsch has been all over this for months. And the course we now know is divided into four parts. The first three parts look okay. You know, I'd want to go through it with a magnifying glass. But the fourth part deals with contemporary issues and is obviously just highly politicized. Favorable treatment of Black Lives Matter, favorable treatment of the reparations movement. All the recommended writers are on the left very often. On the far left, and one of the segments is on Black queer studies, you know. So this is importing the worst sort of corruption from the college and university level and bringing it into a public high school. And DeSantis is right to say no. And it looks as though he may be winning this battle with the College Board. The College Board, even though this is supposed to be a two-year pilot program, and I believe we're just a year into it, now says, oh, we're going to revise. Don't worry, we're revising. We're revising as we speak. So I think they're going to take out a lot of the left-wing stuff in the fourth quarter of this course. I still would not accept. I just don't think this kind of course is appropriate at the high school level. I think we need to make sure everyone is learning American history, and African-American history is obviously part of American history, and that should be the focus. But at the very least, he's going to, I think, improve this course.
Let me see if we are on the same page here, and I think we probably are. But I had the experience as an undergraduate years and years ago to take two semesters of it was called History 31, which was an African American history course and one of the first times it was offered at Yale. And it was great. It was extremely valuable and very popular and very challenging, and something that was worthwhile, not just for activists on the left. You're not opposed to teaching African American studies as an AP course, as an elective for high school students, are you?
I am. I would not do it at the high school level because I think what we've seen from this College Board course is what you're inevitably going to get because it's become a politicized discipline. Doesn't mean that, you know, your course History 31 wasn't wonderful and it's not possible to teach this in a wonderful way. It just doesn't happen in very many places. And what the College Board did, College Board has a bias, but, you know, they're not left-wingers. But what they did is went to every African-American studies department in the country and said, oh, how would you craft this course? And this is what they get. They get a very ideological approach. So if it were up to me, you know, if I were making the curriculum decisions in Florida, I would mandate every student demonstrate proficiency in basic American history, and then I might add on electives. But I think the whole studies thing, whether it's African-American studies, women's studies, queer studies, there's always an agenda attached to it. So
right, but
I'm
agreeing with you about it being treated as an elective. I mean, it should be required that people take American history and civics, know that, and then if they want to supplement it. I don't know. Does the College Board right now, if you want to do an elective for advanced placement of, say, British history or Russian history, can you do that?
Don't know. There are a lot of offerings, so it wouldn't surprise me if that's the case. But in theory, do I pose like really delving in the history of slavery from the beginning, you know, the writings and the trajectory of Frederick Douglass, the debate within the African American community between radicalism and a more sort of mainstream approach. All that is wonderful and is really important to this country. It's just once you're saying we're doing an African American studies course, I think you're going to get some version of what the College Board produced here. So I think we're broadly on the same page. It's just I don't like the idea of bringing studies as such to the high school level, if that makes sense.
Well, again, part of what is wrong with this at least tentative course outline that they have is it obviously cites with approval the work of black radicals in the 1960s who were very critical of Dr. King and thought that Dr. King was a sellout and that because of his emphasis on nonviolence and American patriotism and Christianity, that he was somehow less relevant and less courageous than, say, the late Malcolm X before mm-hmm. the recanting of a lot of his beliefs toward the end of his life. In terms of DeSantis's position and this idea that there is another piece at the Washington Post where it talks about Florida is offering an advanced lesson in anti-blackness. It's a column by Karen Atia. And she's saying, last week it was revealed that the Florida Department of Education has sent a letter to the College Board saying it would not adopt the board's new advanced placement African-American studies course for public schools, and basically suggesting that this is a symptom of anti-blackness. What's the best way for DeSantis to avoid this stigma?
Well, it's very hard to avoid because people are going to accuse him of it no matter what. But their position, the position I've been outlining, Michael, here the last few minutes, so I just wouldn't do studies programs like this, is more radical than where Ron DeSantis is. What DeSantis and his folks have been very careful to say is we're rejecting this curriculum as written, which clearly opens the door for the College Board, as they seem to be taking this opportunity now, to say, you know what, we're rewriting it. So it wouldn't shock me at the end of the day they accept a version of this course with the last final quarter of it being more intellectually fair. But the idea that you object to the course and think it's biased and that makes you anti-black or you object to blackness as such is meaningless and just a smear and just meant to intimidate and bully. And of course the great thing about DeSantis is that he doesn't bully easily. So he knew
no,
he was going to get this kind of stuff.
No, it's part of the origins of his popularity. Rich, can I keep you for a few minutes more to try to explain a shock poll today showing a big rise in favorability for Republicans, including Trump and McCarthy? You okay to talk about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. We will be right back with Rich Lowry, the indispensable editor of National Review, coming up on The MedVet Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Terms that I find endearing and occasionally usable is shock poll. When there's a poll that is just so unexpected and out of the norm, maybe it's an outlier, which is another term people use to polling, but maybe it's not. It's a very reputable polling source. It's from The Economist YouGov poll. And this is just breaking today. From findings from the latest Economist YouGov poll suggest that it's been a good week for the Republican Party. Over the past week, net favorability, meaning the share of Americans with a favorable view minus the share with an unfavorable view, has risen 6 points for the Republican Party, 9 points for the newly elected House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and 15 points for former Republican President Donald Trump. The rise in popularity among these two Republican politicians has been even sharper, they write, if you look back to the start of December. Since the start of December, so in other words, 2 months, Trump's net favorability rating has risen 20 points. I'm speaking with Rich Lowry, the editor of National Review, the author of The Case for Nationalism, and he has a number of great pieces, including the expurgated Declaration of Independence, having to do with Kamala Harris. And they're posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Okay, Rich, what has President Trump been doing so right since the beginning of December that his net favorability has gone up 20 points, even among Democrats?
Clearly, whatever it is, he needs to keep on doing it. I don't know. This might be an outlier. It might be the fact that it calmed down for a little bit for him. You know, in the immediate wake of the announcement, there was some zaniness, you know, calling for suspending the Constitution, having a dinner with Kanye West and other anti-Semites. So maybe that helps. And then I think the Biden classified documents mess has to help Trump by reflection some. But none of this things I mentioned you'd expect to account for a 20-point rise. So that seems a little hard to believe.
Well, the one thing that I could think of is we've been hearing so much less about him. Again, we don't have a news business in America. We have a bad news business, and we've been hearing all about Joe Biden's problems and Kamala Harris's problems and even Mike Pence's problems now with the... And for, we haven't heard that much from Trump. Could it be that he has... learned some of the virtues and advantages of not being such a dominant fixture of the news cycle?
No, I don't think he's learned that, but the phenomenon you outline, I think, is real, and it helps him if he's not a top of mind constantly. And sort of the best argument he has going is, at least prior to the pandemic, his record was much better than Joe Biden's. The economy was going well, with good times, peace abroad. You know, Russia didn't invade anyone on his watch. But the problem is you can never just have that argument with Trump, because he always gets in his own way, and there's always other controversies.
There's a breaking news here. I'll share it with you and with the audience. Mr. Trump, 76, who is heading into his third presidential campaign and is still under scrutiny by multiple investigators on multiple fronts, has at last become a texter. According to three people with knowledge of his new habit, his messages have recently shown up in the phones of surprised recipients, they said. This could not go along somehow with the the increase in favorability that he's actually joined the texting era.
It's surprising. It took him so long to get onto it. Sort of a natural, you know, texting is like the tweeting of communication, direct communication. It's a natural for him. You do it on your phone. It's a little addictive. You don't have to worry about spelling or particular care and what you're saying. So, I mean, prior to this point, he's just been a phone guy and a handwritten Sharpie note guy, which is very old school. So I think he's going to find it hard to quit texting now that he's onto it.
Yeah, and again, could it also reflect the fact that he's been seeing some of the less desirable aspects of collecting paper?
Maybe.
And, except the thing is that the internet is forever. I mean, I'm thinking of your internet searches, which the guy Walsha in Massachusetts, who was doing all sorts of Google searches of how to dismember and dispose of bodies.
Yeah.
Which can be used against us. Now, this is, I'm not trying to associate that with President Trump in any way. The state of the campaign right now in 2024, where the only announced candidates are President Trump and maybe John Bolton, if you think he's serious about having said he will be a candidate. With all of that, it sounds today like, and yesterday, that Nikki Haley is getting closer to jumping in. Is she a viable contender with Trump and DeSantis?
Yeah, I think she's going to get in. I think she's going to have a tough time. I think she has the statement she made about she wouldn't run if Trump ran. That's going to be kind of hard to get around. She's going to be asked about constantly, and I don't think she has the political gravity of a Trump or a DeSantis at the moment. So you never know. The cliche with someone like her is that she's ultimately running for Veep. Maybe that's true. But I take it as a given that she's going to get in. I think Pompeo's going to get in. Pence is going to get in. I assume DeSantis is going to get in. Maybe a little more question mark about him. But it'll be a field of probably 8 to 10 people or something like that.
And does that make Trump the odds-on favorite because he has a solid core of, say, 25-30% of the party?
Yeah, somewhere around there, maybe a little bit more, but he'll have unlikely to have a majority, but likely to have can have a plurality if the field breaks the right way. And we'll just see. You know, it's very hard to convince people not to get in because you never know. People do catch fire at the end. The trick will be convincing people to get out in time to make a difference rather than fragment the anti-Trump vote if that's the way the race is breaking down. But these things never, you know, it looks very much like a Trump-DeSantis race, but they never quite turn out the way you think. So you just need to see how they run.
See how they run. And they are running. Do you think it's likely that we will have the same huge amount of money raised as was raised in the Trump versus Biden duel?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be massive, and the stakes will be huge. Say this every 4 years, but they'll, you know, the swing between a second Biden term, which is almost unimaginable, you know, just kind of physically given his state, and a Republican with potentially control of a unified Congress. I mean, that's just huge. Huge difference on all fronts and by all metrics. So it's going to be a massive, massive battle.
And final question. Have you decided yet, should Republicans in Arizona welcome Kyrsten Sinema into the Republican Party if she's willing to jump, rather than posting somebody from within the current Republican ranks?
I think they should run someone who's not Kerry Lake, very talented former newscaster, narrow loss in the gubernatorial race. It was very winnable, just threw it away in the last week. Nominate someone besides her and have a very good chance of winning that race, because you have a Democratic civil war with Kyrsten Sinema is going to, she's running as independent, is going to maintain some grip on the Democrats, and then you're likely going to have this Democrat running against her. And then you just need, you know, you just need a decent, acceptable Republican, and you're very likely to win. It's just Arizona has had a lot of trouble producing that lately.
That's Rich Lowry. His book, The Case for Nationalism, is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. He is the editor of National Review. Godspeed, and it's great catching up with you, Rich, and thank you for it. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the further anomalies concerning the White House documents scandal, such as it is, and the future of any of the firearms controls as any kind of viable issue for either side in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.